This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, will we see a new baby boom as Americans start having more children after the recent recession? We look at national and state population trends.
First, a bold plan for hiking in the Midwest and beyond. Our next guest, a former Wisconsinite, is making the case for a big trail. Really big, as in a marked path going around the coastlines of all the Great Lakes.
This would be a record breaker, coming in at over 10,000 miles of trails. Melissa Scanlon had the idea, and she joins us now. She's Associate Dean of the Environmental Law Program, Director of the Environmental Law Center, and Associate Professor of Law at the University of Vermont. Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, could you tell us the inspiration? What got you to come up with this idea?
Sure. Actually, I came up with the idea while hiking a trail in Wisconsin, the Ice Age Trail. And I was thinking about all of the people who had to donate easements and the effort that went into contributing to that trail. At the same time, I was teaching water law and thinking about the state holding all of the coastlines of the Great Lakes in trust for the public, and realize that we have a walking trail along the coastlines of the Great Lakes that's held in trust already. The easement already exists, and it's just not recognized. So my proposal is to create a new national scenic trail. It would actually be a binational trail between the United States and Canada and all along the shores of the Great Lakes to pull together the whole region and really focus people's attention on the lakes.
Well, we already have various points of interest on the Great Lakes, Lake Superior in Michigan and Lake Erie. People can visit that way. What does a trail like this give us that just visiting a lake near you might not?
Well, you're right. We have a lot of fragmented trail efforts around the Great Lakes already. And my proposal is to link those together into a cohesive whole so that we can start to focus the public's attention on the Great Lakes as a region and use that as a way to attract tourism, walking-based and boating-based tourism around the Great Lakes, especially in areas that lack a lot of economic development. And it's a way to bring the public back into closer contact with the lake shores, which are really part of everyone's heritage.
Now, the legalities seem like they might be a little tricky. You say that there's a trust here held by the state around there, but there's a lot of property, a lot of shoreline private property. Wouldn't we need all of those landowners to sign on to this? Isn't that a tall order?
No, actually we wouldn't. There's something called the Public Trust Doctrine, which goes back before the Great Lakes states were even states. It was part of the Northwest Territory and the Northwest Ordinance, and talks about how all of the navigable waters are to be forever free. And that's been interpreted once in the Great Lakes to apply to walking, interpreted by the Supreme Court of Michigan, and the court in Michigan in Glass versus Geckel found that the public does have a right to walk on the coastlines of the Great Lakes between the water and what's called the ordinary high water mark, and that is a perpetual easement that the state holds in trust for the public. Now, that's the only state that's addressed that specific issue, so it's uncertain how other states will determine it, but certainly there's one state that has the most coastline of any of the states in the Great Lakes region that does recognize a public trust right to walk along the beaches.
How do you think landowners would take to that, those who didn't know about that rule that you just mentioned in one particular state?
Well, I think that part of the benefit of having a national scenic trail is to mark the ordinary high water mark. Some of the disputes that come up are around where the boundary is between public and private. And the benefit of having a trail would be to take away the mystery about where that line is, and also to clearly say what it is that the public can do there, which this would be a trail for walking. It's a rite of passage. It's not a place, it wouldn't be a place for camping or hanging out for the day, but really for passing through.
We're talking to Melissa Scanlon at the University of Vermont about a plan she had inspired in a hike on the Ice Age Trail here in Wisconsin to have a marked hiking trail along the shoreline of the Great Lakes, all of them, upwards of 10,000 miles of marked trails would be involved. So even if, in theory, this is legal, states could do this, somebody would have to take the lead on this. Do you see anyone taking the lead, making this a reality, given the realities of trying to get cooperation between all these states, provinces, and other governments?
Sure. And just one correction. I'm not with the University of Vermont, but Vermont Law School.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a separate entity, but a common mistake. Yes, we need our modern-day Gaylord Nelson. And I think that that person remains to emerge, but we have a lot of terrific representatives in Congress and the Senate in the Great Lakes, and I'm confident that that there will be a coalition that emerges to support this.
Now, this has been an idea that has gotten a fair bit of excitement from people that you've approached on our Facebook page. People have responded positively. What are people saying to you about the idea of a trail like this?
I think it's an aha kind of moment for a lot of people that they think, well, that's really an obvious idea. It makes sense, and it would bring greater appreciation and awareness to the region. It could be a very low-impact, non-intrusive way to develop tourism around the Great Lakes. And so far I've been hearing really positive responses to it. I think the proof will be in whether or not we can find congressional leaders, because it does take an act of Congress, two acts of Congress actually, to get this done. The first would be authorizing a feasibility study to determine if it's something that really could happen. And then the next would be, based on that study, declaring it a national scenic trail.
Now, are you hopeful that this would have an impact on conservation for the lakes themselves?
I think ideally, the closer we are with our natural resources, the more aware we are of their value to us, and also to the threats to them when we come in closer contact. And I think that's really the benefit of having a trail. I mean, part of it is health and getting people out walking, but part of it will also, I think, benefit conservation and people's awareness about the both the beauty and the threats to the Great Lakes.
Do you think the Great Lakes ever get forgotten? I mean, there they are, sandwiched in the middle of North America between majestic oceans. Do people forget about the Great Lakes?
Well, it's called the flyover zone for a reason. Yes, that's why I think we need something like this to focus people's attention on what an awesome resource the lakes are for the region.
Now, you mentioned tourism. What kind of economic potential would you see for states if they got on board, and provinces if they got on board with this Great Lakes trail?
Well, I wouldn't speculate about dollar value, but the Appalachian Trail, for instance, has 3 to 4 million hikers a year, and the Great Lakes Trail would be three times longer than the Appalachian Trail, and it would go through a lot of urban areas, so it would be much more accessible. People could do shorter hikes on it, just small segments, and not be quite as isolated, or they could do longer hikes on it, and I think that with the technology that we have today to develop apps for smartphones that locate local businesses, there could be accommodations that spring up along the trail. There could be concierge-type services that take people's backpacks from segment to segment. There could be boat rental places that supply kayaks and canoes to traverse areas of hazards, or to just paddle a particularly scenic part of the shoreline. So I think there's the potential for a lot of small businesses that could develop throughout the region.
Have you got a rough idea of the route that this trail would take?
Well, mainly the coastline where possible. On the Canadian side, they have the trail almost entirely completed not on the coastline, but slightly up on the uplands. But in Canada, there's the waterfront trail that goes from Sault Ste. Marie to the St. Lawrence River towards Sault Ste. Marie. It's almost completed, and that's 870 miles of trail that is completed. And then there's another segment called the Voyager Trail that goes from Thunder Bay reaching towards Sault Ste. Marie, and that's almost 700 miles of a biking and walking trail that's on the Canadian side.
So some of this is built already.
Yes, some of it's built. There's also a water trail effort around Lake Michigan that's focused on non-motorized boats and identifying all the access points and along Lake Michigan. So there are a number of efforts that exist, and the Great Lakes Trail would tie those together and then build the segments that don't currently exist.
So, Melissa, hypothetically, if and when all of this is in place, where would you be most excited to take some of your first hikes on this Great Lakes Trail?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, let's see. I think the coastline around Door County is beautiful. That would be lovely. Hiking along Lake Superior along the bluffs would be fabulous. There are so many choices. The dunes around Indiana, the dunes in Michigan, there are so many options for people.
Well, Melissa, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about it.
All right. Well, thank you.
That was Melissa Scanlon, Associate Professor of Law at Vermont Law School, talking about our idea to create a hiking trail around the entire coast of the Great Lakes.
And you can share your thoughts and the idea over at the Central Time Facebook page.